Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 12 of the 25K in 25 Days program. Today's topic is asking for so much is just greedy. We have issues with asking. Greed being one of the seven deadly sins, right? Along with lust and gluttony, and I don't remember what they all are. But these sins, you know, we've had it trained into us. Don't be greedy. And this particular call is different from I can't ask for too much in the fact that we're focusing on the emotion of feeling greedy, feeling guilty for asking, because if we do, we are violating some ethical boundary we have for ourselves. Let's call in our guides and call in our angels. And we say thank you for the help and the guidance, the awareness, the support that we receive. Thank you that we are given ahas, clarity, new ideas, new ways of being as a result of the tapping. Through the tapping and after the tapping, we are grateful. We know that only love is spoken here. And so it is. Karate chop or sore spot, and then just remember to tap when you're ready. Even though if I had a lot of money, whatever my allot is, 10 million, 100 million, 2 million, 100,000, sitting in my bank account, and I had access to it, and it was mine, and I could use it for whatever I wanted, I have a sense that I would feel very greedy about it, that I would want to take what was mine and to keep it, that I would even hold it all to me, pull it all in, and not want to share it with anyone. There's a part of me that worries that I might be like that. And I would be greedy. It would activate the greed within me that lives within my very being. And I can have only so much. But beyond that, nope, can't have. That I could enjoy only so much. So much money. So much beauty, so much love, so much intimacy, so much business, so much joy. But beyond that is too much. Beyond that, I've moved into the level of greed. I've moved in to greedy. The idea of having too much concerns me. There are so many people who don't have enough. And here I'm taking more than my fair share. If I create 25,000 in 25 days, is that my line? Probably not. If I create 50,000 in the next month, is that my line? If I create 100,000, 200,000, 1 million, is that my line? And I have it sitting in my bank account after all the taxes, after all the bills are paid, after that's what's left. And now I get to decide what to do with it. How do I feel about that? After I've put money aside for loved ones, after I've put things aside and I've bought the car that I needed, paid off the house, this is extraneous money. Everyone else I know is still struggling with their mortgage. They're struggling with paying the bills. They're struggling with, and they're complaining about their money, and they're worried about their money, and they're worried about their investments. and I have so much more. How dare I? How dare I step out from the rest, the people I know and love? How dare I have more? Just having that, not worrying about food and being able to pay my insurance bill, knowing I can pay for it the rest of my life. And I don't have to worry about it. That sets me apart from everyone else that I know, all the people I've known my life. And now I'm different from them. Now they look at me differently. And I feel guilty. I feel ashamed. I feel like I don't deserve, like I'm not good enough, like it came to me and why me? A little bit like survivor's guilt. Why me? Why should I have gotten all of this bounty? I better get rid of it. I better let other people have it. I better get rid of it so they like me again. I better get rid of it so they love me again. I better get rid of it. Give it to them so they still love me. If I only give them 5,000, that's not enough. And they'll get mad at me because I don't give them more. And I feel guilty because I don't want to give them more. I have other people I want to give to, other nonprofits I want to give to, other causes. I want to be sure my family's taken care of. But they want more. And I feel guilty. I feel guilty because I could give them more. But I didn't. I feel guilty because I have more than others. And I'm ready to get rid of the guilt. Just as right now, I could make a difference in someone else's life. I could give my services away for free. Not going to do that. Because people really won't value. Most people. I could give the homeless person $5 that I see on the corner. I could buy them a meal. I could give more money to nonprofits. I could help out more. I could put more in the food bank. There are things I could do right now, and I'm not. And I feel guilty. I have more. I could help. I certainly have more than those who are struggling. And I do help. I do help. I make a difference wherever I go. I help my people in business. I help my friends. I am generous. I help nonprofits. And my job here is to be of service, but not to be a slave. My job is to be of service, but also to make an abundant living, to experience the life of abundance, to allow myself to experience abundance in all its forms, not just in air. Although that's very important. My job is to be abundance. And no matter how much I have, I will be abundance. And I will help others. For that is my nature. and it's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to have boundaries now as I have them, and it's okay to have boundaries later. It's okay to have abundance in my bank account, to have savings building up. It's okay to ask for what I want. It's okay to ask for more money. Yes, I have abundance. And that's okay. It's okay to continue to grow my abundance. I let go of the guilt that says it's not okay. I let go of the shame that says I can't have and I can't ask. I no longer need that filling my life. Guilt and shame keep me from the abundance that I desire, the abundance that I know is mine. Today I call in the abundance that is mine. I call in the millions that are mine. I call in the experience of abundance that is mine. The awareness of delightful, delicious abundance. That everywhere I look, I have abundance. Everywhere I look, including in my bank account, there is abundance. Including my retirement account, there is abundance. I see abundance everywhere I look. I choose to see abundance everywhere I look. And I let go of the guilt and the shame that says I can't have it, that I can't have more, that I can't have all the joy that my heart desires, all of the abundance that my heart desires, all of the love that my heart desires, all of the glory that my heart desires. I let go of anything that says I cannot have that, including shame, including guilt. I let it go. I no longer need to carry it with me into the future. My future is abundant. I have things I'm here to do. And the money to support those things comes to me easily with grace. Easily with grace. Because it wants to play too. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, everyone, go get your divine on. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, day. Sorry. Where are we? I'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye, everybody.